Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so please tell audiences, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, to everybody that exists. All right. You are listening to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly, and with me is Organic OK.
Yes, this is me, Organic OK.
A lot of noise today on this.
Yeah, I would assume that it comes from your side.
Yes. Yes, again, man, this is radio. It's got to sound clean. It's got to sound clean. Pristine. Anywho, if you're just joining us, where have you been? I was traveling this entire planet. Well, most of it. The pretty high-profile cities and all that. Pick up the garbage. Religion. Okay. All right. Let me start from the beginning. Previously on.
This show is, I can't point at you because I found ourselves. This is not this guy trying to prank DJ Butterfly CC. This is comedian Talk Dude. Now Talk Dude, I know you love to make that Fiji just lose his mind. So that's today's tradition, your ability to reflect your thoughts, your ideas, your greatness that reach, shine, the light, yeah. Come on, now.
Okay. All right. My name is Talk Dude, and you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. What we're trying to do on this show is basically do something that's going to basically help a lot of handicapped, aren't we? I mean, isn't that our thing?
Hey, man, it's like when you ask somebody what kind of dessert they want, and you can't make it, you can't afford to buy it, you leave the person short-handed. We ain't playing that game today. That's offensive.
You think so?
Yeah, because one of the things about people that deal with opposition is mostly is fueled by disconnection. He's shaking his head because he believes it.
All right, okay. So you tell me, what do we do on this show? What should be done on this show?
If you're not happy, it's a natural given. You don't know what happened to your life?
Yeah, I do. I mean, those moments are few and far between, but occasionally I do feel them.
But you have never fantasized about what happened to really mean to your idea?
What does it mean? Okay.
Oh, you didn't warrant it. You really, truly being free.
Freedom. That's something you see. Everybody says they want to be free, but they don't. They just want to do what they want to do. Now, freedom is dangerous. Freedom can kill you.
Oh, like that?
That's the thing. Ask yourself, do you really want to be free? And if so, how?
You thought of freedom to be more miserable reflection of water that got the toilet mold in it. What's a toilet mold? When you use the toilet, and you can flush it, and it just comes backwards.
Really nice imagery for radio. I'm so glad this isn't television. I'm so glad you're not showing something them something they can see with that.
Okay. You see, it doesn't taste right in your sauce.
What's about tasting toilet mold? And you're like a little kid who's basically trying to be as gross as possible and happy he's gross, not everybody else.
See, what I'm trying to show you is when you talk negative, when your mind will be free, it's the same thing, but all you do is carrying garbage around with you instead of leaving the garbage in the recycling bin or the trash bin where it's supposed to be taken away in an organized factor and respectful moments. When you say, how happy does it feel, you telling me that my idea got to be stretched out and not actually truly measured out in the actual space that's needed to make the spirit happy and truly creative. Your space is not construction. Now, if you don't know your feelings of happiness, you have caught yourself in a lobby being carried out by the form of polluted people that try to destroy you. Or you're in a space where so many people have shown happiness and you can relate to it and you just listen to their true feelings as something that your feelings should be carried around and shared with, as they're grooming your spirit and nurturing your harvest of your thoughts. Now talk to the people. You had plenty of time.
All right.
To show yourself.
How do I have some positive thoughts? Well, I mean, we all know basically on the basics of two to relieve stress, whatever, you know. You got that relaxation music, you got transcendental meditation, yoga therapy, whatever. But there are other ways. I mean, I think basically all the disabled people out there, you got to pretend where your handicap doesn't exist. And you have to work 10 times harder, maybe 20 times.
But you got to realize every person that's disabled don't have the same opposition. That's clearly.
You think I'm one of those people who just surrenders to his handicap, just lets it keep me in arrested development?
So what you're saying is you're resting between a woman's personal space that you connecting with,
and
should allow you to be emotionally creative, and that expression shows so much genuine touching. Is that what you're talking about? Because we are talking about women, as much as we can get to it. So you believe that a beautiful woman don't truly want your connection.
Where'd you get all that from? That's not what we're talking about. But okay, throw on that can of worms. I mean, if a woman to go for a guy, it's got to be about, you know, how much she's got, everything she wants. I mean, everything she expects.
You don't think you have everything you want?
I mean, I'm handicapped in a lot of ways.
Hey, you don't know how many amazing women out there fascinated by the space of someone creative of your ability, because you can perform to greatness that you still are birthing more greatness, man. Your mind is almost like a sharp teeth that's already pre-developed. When you lose certain things that you don't want to be a part of, your mind already, it grows. I mean, you got the most complete resource mind that people ever could have. Did you realize that?
I didn't realize it.
You don't think a woman recognized that? And they talk about people like you all the time. There's something wrong with the guy, but he got something wrong with the good stuff. He takes care of our good stuff. And he keeps her alive, right? You heard him say? And that's just a joke? There's no way you can have this many things going on with you and it's not going to be forward actual ability that a woman can really identify with. That's why that space with a woman, that's where the curtain, you get deep behind the curtain. And this personal microphone, this personal PA system that the body allows you to get into the mood, get into the creativity, it's natural burden to be, sir. That the body allows to have movement. Come on now.
All right, fine. I want that. And I think all of our viewers at home, the listeners who might hear something, deserve that. The question is, it's not a question of deserve. How do you prove you deserve it? I mean, what's the question to be taking?
How many times you don't waste to act like this is a math equation? You have to answer to you have more knowledge than your ability gives you less understanding to use. You just want to be lost. And knowing that the loss does never fill your void of desire.
I don't. I know it's a habit of mine. I'm trying to get out of it. But the question is, I'm going to probably take the big steps.
The worst step is the step you don't take. Because that can be the best step you need to take. Come on now, man. people really suffering and living in the nursing homes, living in the hospitals. And that's what they see. Medicaid, and they're suffering. And you telling me you spend all your time living like a slave from a different experience that's locked into what people are thinking? Man, what is that in your desire? That's not truly giving your ability to freedom. You're sitting here trying to find things that's wrong with yourself.
I guess I basically let my flaws take over. I let them do the driving. And that's a problem. Because before you know it, they become your flaws.
So you get yourself conditioned to find problems about yourself just to feel like you're normal. And your normal ability is unnormal. And that's the super ability you have. You want to identify with people so much that you just don't realize you living, you succeeding. It's like, look at this. I want to really look at the fruit of this guy because it was like, you know what, I'm not successful. I want to be like the dirt. And I said, no, I didn't get on the investment. I said, for years and years and years, no fruit on the tree. I'm tired of just looking at them falling down on me. And you want to tell me that you want to be like me in the dirt? Not even joy to progress. Look at that. I want to be joy. I want people to live healthy and desire to come together. But what you tell me is you want to stay in the dirt and be in the lobby of nothing.
I don't want that. I don't need that.
It's not healthy. No. Get out of that freak that you have in your desire. Actually see people's love and happiness.
See how to do that. Well, first thing we can take with the show is realize that we're all disadvantaged. We all have a handicap. We all have some kind of Achilles heel.
Hold on a moment. Have you took any time for that conversation? You're more depressed than Cupid is lost in a well where the Black Widow come back again and again and again over and over. And she says, to all the cooks, you know this thing wasn't right from the beginning. You know I was going to eat your food. And I'm going to come back and eat the next man's corpse. You ain't teaching me a lesson yet. And you want me to make all the other men suffer.
I don't mean for anybody to suffer. That's one thing we're trying not to do.
Yes, you do. When you're not happy, you're not finding happiness. You allow people to suffer.
That's true, I guess. And this doesn't just apply to me. It applies to people in general. A lot of people who are miserable and think misery loves company. A lot of people don't want to basically help anyone else find happiness because they're afraid if they don't, then there's less happiness for them. They're just throwing opportunity and all that.
You think that your freedom doesn't exist because you can't find the words. When you open up an oven where it cooks dessert, it's already created. It's already shared. The greatness that's in the taste. You just have to connect to feeling it, cutting it. Then you take that experience that you define, the masterpiece that connect to your life living appetite. Come on now.
What to do, what to do.
Come on now. This is all going to be natural, bro. This is not going to be forced.
We only take a little bit of steps. Take a moment, basically, amongst yourselves. Take that first deep breath. Remember, the air is free. Ask yourself, what is my definition of happiness and sin? What is it I'm wanting? Maybe even dying for. Dying every moment I don't have it. It's killing me slowly. But I've gotten used to it.
What is this you tell me? Is it a novel? Some poems you tell me?
It's sort of wrapped.
Dark side.
It's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please, call. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Come on now, talk to people, man.
Well, people, ask what your happiness is. Ask what your zen and joy is. Ask what your serenity is. Is it all missing from your life? It doesn't have to be.
I'm intrigued. How do you enjoy life?
For a second moment, to respect yourself and appreciate that just because you have problems and flaws, they're part of all of us. Then, get pen and paper. And set the new goals, the things you decide you're going to change about your life.
Massive people, listen to this. Massive people have all the information. They don't have the software, they don't have the computer, they don't have a laptop, they don't have a phone tab, and they can't have do it because they have mobility issues. Think about that. There are a lot of people that have all what they need and don't have anything to choose. How do they go about it? Sometimes the people just stumble on people because they got so much caring element that they find things that you think you can get and find those things. But guess what? You talk for a living. And you can't even talk your identity to existence when you don't care about the feeling that you know is free. Come on now.
Okay, let's see. I shouldn't take a moment to be stunned. I mean, there's so much dead air there. This is radio. They expect us to talk. So, anywho, take a moment. What helps a little bit about transcendental meditation? Take a moment to ask yourself, what is it I want? The me I used to be. The me I am now and the me I should be. How to make me better.
How do you become better? How do you recognize those things? You're not even trying to be really happy. You spend all your energy like constipation. It needs to be healthier. Constipation is always there.
It's a slippery slope for anybody, but I think a lot of people have that problem, don't they?
Yeah, but you worry about things that's too conditioned for people to fail. And you shouldn't be in a position to help people if you don't want to help yourself. This is not fair for anyone to get this kind of suffering where you're not even trying. You just suffer and you suffer.
Doesn't have to be like that. One of the biggest problems with me personally on a personal level is that I can't seem to get through all the bureaucratic red tape. I used to have great teeth, but I kind of destroyed them through this other technique I was trying that I didn't follow through with.
All right, anything else?
Okay. I've learned to basically not to let the little flaws, the problems, the things that are missing get in the way.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. The first thing you say is sound like a person that don't open up to spring suffering. You must understand that suffering is like a fragrance. It needs to have a new fragrance that's coming in. Otherwise, it stinks.
There may be truth to that. Obstacles are just that. They're little things that get in the way. The trick is not to let them. They're minor annoyances. Don't let them knock you down. Knock them down. Walk around them. Sidestep them. Whatever you got to do. That is a thing. Another thing is the hope and faith and belief you can be that person you want to be. Even if you don't accomplish every goal on your list, you knock a lot of them. A lot of what you say can be made into a physical, living, breathing reality very easily. It's all a question of when and how.
You know, talk to the people.
I will.
You can't give freedom to
people.
Freedom
hurts. Freedom hurts. Reality is handicapped. All the noise is in the way. But all I can say is, find the way to love yourself. Reach the answer. The answer is there. It just needs to be found.
truly care for your happiness as happiness would care for the moments that you carry, the understanding that you see in people caring and loving and moving, that is the nutrition that you feel inside of your feelings. Because some people, because of what it is, they are complacent.
Sometimes your voice delivery there. Sometimes the voice. I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying. Something with the voice keeps coming all broken up.
Got it. You find unclear moments that is not even on your life.
We're going to have to scrap this whole episode, but let's just keep going for now. All right. Now, everybody out there, you got to believe. I mean, forget all those nasty, ugly circumstances that you faced. Forget them.
You must understand that.
Because you know what?
You must come to yourself and say, this is the happiness, and that's what I want to share with me. I want to share happiness with myself. You know, all the things are not pain. But have you seen enough happiness? Have you ever seen enough happiness? Do you ever get tired of being happy?
No, no one does. I mean, I think I imagine a few people get a little bit too perky.
You must not even want to care happiness. You disrespect your happiness by always bringing up negative things. Spend your time talking negative so much, you're going to think you're going to know what happiness is. We're listening. Truly show us you care about your happiness and care about other happiness by the way you respond. Come on, I need to hear you.
All right.
Let's hear happiness.
Happiness. I feel better already just hearing this. You know, I always feel better when you basically spit down a little bit of a rap and light a fire. I always feel a little better. But the hard part is, I don't know.
I need to hear that you truly deserve to know more than what you're giving yourself. Come on now. You must understand, you deserve more than what you give yourself.
How to get that? I guess the key is, really honestly, a little more self-faith, a little more self-love.
Come on now, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, honest to God. With a little bit more of that self-love, just a little bit more. A little bit more belief that I can do it.
Okay. We hear you. Come on now. We hear you.
It's all done in steps. The whole thing about life is you're never supposed to stop climbing the mountain. Some people are older, set in their ways, and they're more, and they're just ready to basically, we just keep sinking down.
It's not set in your ways to not see greatness. You see, you're confusing, stuck in your ways from being unhappy. That's different. And some people stuck in their way. Be happy. right? And then sometimes it's people that they truly connect with that make them happy because they truly are free because they respect the person, right? So you people can respect you because how you teach them how to see your peace of mind and how they can reflect in their own peace of mind. And these things go together, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So think about this. Think about how you see yourself in the world. If you were somewhere in the world and you was looking at things in unfamiliar communities, how would you reflect? Would you care, oh, hey, you know what I'm familiar with? I can show you something negative. No. They wouldn't want to hear something that can reflect, right? You got people in all different mm-hmm. habitats. Even if they stay somewhere that's not, still nice, their mind is not there. Their mind is not negative. That's one of the things, too, people don't tell you about. Sometimes people's mindset, even when they stay in bad neighborhoods, they're not negative. They're positive. See? Some people that you think, because how they live so well, but their mind is not like that. You know? Come on now.
This take this time to truly tell us. This is my last word now. This is it. And I want to ask you, Tug, to tell you about what his true desire is of happiness and how he's going to take positivity to speak on.
I'm going to take steps. So right now, I take a little bit more steps. I got to stop dwelling over things that happened and just basically realize this: what's right in front of me is now. Don't wait for things to get better. Make them get better. Just know the now is right here in front of you, and in a way, that's all you need.
Come on now. We're listening. Come on now.
Okay. Where else? People, do you love yourself? Love yourself. Love yourself. Love what is. Find a way to make that work for you. It can happen. It is a possibility.
Come on now.
Love yourself somehow. However, you can just do. You can just.
Why
find a way
like
to do that.
Is this hurting you? Come on now. Come on now.
No. In a way, people admit that you're not really happy. But maybe there is some kind of hope. You can just find ways to bring quality into your life in every single aspect of your existence. There is a way.
You know, the people in this world that suffer from this, and you know, a lot of times people relate to you.
How many?
And you have to embrace them as they're embracing your love of caring what you're meaning. You have to understand the appreciation that you are coming to yourself and say, yes, I believe my work enough to truly
keep
be going. Happy and reflect from this happiness that I truly know this worth my appreciation, because this is something that I truly appreciate from the actual, you know, my spirit and my overcoming obstacles. Come on now.
All right.
Everybody
right.
Should be the organic, okay?
And this is Talk Dude. You are listening to Cocoon. You are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. We're on the net. Check us out. I implore you all. Thank you. Good people. Check us out. Help yourself. Take the first steps towards personal greatness. Take those very first steps. Thank you all. Good night.